The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on The Kingery.
All my tech books tell me things like how to work on a live circuit without getting electrocuted. They don't say anything about ratting someone out in a mob-run casino without sleeping with the sea anemones, or whatever it is gangsters say.
What kind of circumstances would push a man like you to KO someone jawbone size, I wonder?
I was protecting a member of my staff.
You must mean Julie, since right now she is your staff.
That's right.
That is the last goddamn straw, Darby.
I surrendered to the King of Babylon.
You know what? Screw this. Get your own smelly, slobbery, drunk-ass home. I'm leaving.
You're the guy who was with Regina. You're Roberts.
Only not.
Body Model Vivian, the newest addition to the Kingery S.O.Y. Letta. Experience life through the eyes and body of a beautiful, athletic woman.
Oh my God. That's me.
Your body is still alive, after all.
I'm not...
Someone took a shower here recently, after Roberts disappeared. Someone's been living here. Whoever's staying here will probably return. And I'll be waiting and watching when they do.
White lanes are for passenger loading and unloading only. There is no cargo loading in the white lanes. Loading in the red lane is prohibited.
You never realize how much you miss your own bed until it's halfway across the galaxy. I gotta go back.
Son of a fucking bitch. I finally find my goddamn body, and it's at a fucking whorehouse, with some stranger using it to fuck some other stranger. Jesus, I think I'm gonna throw up. Okay. Think, Betty. There's gotta be something I can do. I know. I'll just go to the cops and say, hello, someone's raping me right now. Go to the cops. I'm a cop. I mean, Roberts is a cop. Was a cop. Alright, you body-stealing bastards. This time I won't let some jackass in a tie turn me away. Taxi! Hey, taxi! Stop, goddammit!
Now, you listen here, buddy. I'm on my way to the fuel pump. I only got 20 and change and... I remember you. I picked you up at Kingery that one time.
Yeah. And now you're gonna take me back there.
You got it.
Someone's in an awfully big hurry.
Son, you're in a whole heap of trouble.
But I've thought about it a lot.
Well, there's a problem right there. Too much thinking, you turn yourself around.
Asa, will you just listen? You're the only person who ever does.
Okay, just keep your head down, all right?
Look, I went away to get a little perspective, just like you told me. I realized that running away isn't the answer.
Depends on the question.
I mean, I was the one who wanted to work for Mr. Arkell. I wanted, I don't know, to be something. To take care of myself. To show everyone that I was more than just some mixed-up kid with a messed-up family. But running and hiding doesn't prove anything. If I want to be something, I gotta face up to stuff.
Well, you are something now. Or rather, you're in something, and that something is trouble.
I know.
I don't think you do. Tommy Arkell has someone out there trying to find you. You seen that henchman of his? The big one? Looks like he could beat up a whole table of all team.
Yeah.
He's been skulking and peering in the corners. And if he finds you, he won't be much interested in listening. Now, he ain't seen you yet, so if you're quick and crafty, you might be able to get out of here before...
No.
Missy, I'm trying to...
I know, Lisa. You want me to be safe. But I got myself into this situation, and running away won't make it magically disappear. I've got to fix it myself.
You sure? You stay here and there ain't no more chances to change your mind. If Jawbone's looking for someone, that means there's a big price to pay, and someone's going to pay it whether they like it or not.
I'm sure. I'm going to go to Mr. Arkell and tell him I'm sorry, I guess. Find out how I can make everything right.
He's a dangerous man when he's angry, lass. But you're better off in his hands than Jawbone's. You better hurry if you want to get to him before he's found.
I know. I'll keep away from the main drag. I don't exactly blend in.
Good luck, Tithia. Let's hope Arkell's in a forgiving mood.
Thanks, Asa. For everything.
This is gonna have a messy end.
Never fails. A guy gets put on Tommy's tab, he thinks he owns the joint. Mr. Shepherd, your time's up. Look, Mr. Shepherd, I appreciate your patronage, but rules are rules. I have to clean that room out for the next reservation. Shepherd! Answer the damn door! Shit. Don't worry, Arin tells me. We don't need to order a new master key. We'll just find the old one. My ass, we will. Hey, Wrench. Hooks, was it? I need your help here at Shenanigans.
You what? I don't think...
Not for that, you idiot. Someone's locked himself in his room, and I need you to open the door.
I'm sorry, Debbie. I'm really very busy. I'm working on the sparkle pool, and... obviously, I'm not there right now, or I couldn't be here to answer the phone, but I only came back for a screwdriver, and I...
Hooks, I don't care. I need to get into that room. No, Wrench, I don't. That guy in there could be clogging the plumbing or setting the carpet on fire.
Oh, all right. I'll be there in a few minutes to see what I can do.
Hurry it up, will ya? I need that room.
Almost got it. I think I just have to... Start over again.
What's taking so long?
Look, ma'am, they make these locks hard to bypass for a reason. It'd help if I'd even heard of the company that made this. Happy Funtime Doors, made with pride on Omicron Per Se 7. Was there even a manual?
How the hell should I know?
They're your doors.
Wrench, if I spent my time worrying about manuals and manufacturers for every two-bit piece of electronics in this place, I'd be out of business.
Sorry, I just... Wait, I think this thing'll... There.
Finally. Mr. Shepherd, I don't give a shit if you're decent. I'm coming in. Mr. Shepherd... I don't have time for hide-and-seek.
Well, the carpet's not on fire, at least.
God damn it, Shepard. Say something already, or I'll get Tommy and he... Oh, Jesus.
What? What is it? Oh, my God. Is he... I mean, he's not...
Looks like he OD'd. God damn it, there's puke and piss all over.
We have to get help. We have to call a medic or...
No, we damn well don't. This isn't the Boy Scouts, Wrench. It's the Kingery. A medic won't do this bastard any good anyway. He was supposed to be in here with one of the SOL body models. Where the hell is she?
I have to sit down. Where's a chair? I can't believe...
What? What is it? Oh, shit. Well, at least you found her.
There's blood everywhere.
I can see that, Wrench.
Do people even have that much blood?
Not when they're alive, they don't.
Oh.
Shut up and listen to me, Hooks.
But we gotta call the police.
Are you fucking crazy? They're the last people we need to call.
She's and he's... they're...
Pull yourself together.
What are we gonna do?
I'm gonna get someone to clear out the other customers, and we are going to take this to the top of the food chain. It's not my problem anymore, it's Tommy's.
And that's been going on this whole time?
Whenever he has a bad day, he comes to maintenance.
Jawbone's had a lot of bad days lately.
Yeah, I know.
Julie, I'm sorry to say, I ain't too surprised. You haven't been the same lately. Here I've been looking for the Julie I know, the one who's always got a joke or a good word for me, and all I've been finding is a Julie who never even smiles anymore.
I haven't really felt like smiling.
That's understandable.
I mean, I feel like I should just be able to shake it off, you know? It's just a thing that happens. I should be able to just shut myself down like I'm somewhere else and then get on with my life. But this one thing has taken over everything else. But people go through worse things every day. Why can't I just... I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm not making any sense.
You're making plenty of sense, girl. Don't really matter what other people go through. They're not you.
I guess. It's just... it's not right. I didn't do anything. I know better than to mess with anyone getting a paycheck from Arkell. The whole time I've been at the Kingery, I've never screwed up. And what do I get for that?
You're on the money. It isn't right. Ain't nobody deserves what you're going through, Kingery or no.
It doesn't really matter whether I deserve it or not. I can't do anything about it. I can't fight off Jawbone no matter how hard I try. He's built like a damn tank. And God only knows what'll happen if I cross him.
You really think he can do something worse?
Are you kidding me? The man's psychotic. I may be miserable, but at least I'm alive.
After a fashion, yeah. But it seems to me he's damn near killed the Julie I know. If you let this keep going on, she'll be lost forever. I don't want to lose a friend like that. Jawbone ain't got the right.
I'm sorry, Asa. I can't stop him.
Maybe not with your fist, you can't. But you can call on the one man in the place who can.
Christ! Do you have any idea what Jawbone will do to me if I get him in trouble with Mr. Arkell?
I've been hearing how Mr. Arkell's not so happy with Jawbone lately. Seems he's made a few mistakes. You know, there's a limit to how many mistakes a person can make here, even Jawbone. If Arkell finds out what he's been up to, well, it's not profitable to have your employees mistreated.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe.
Okay, probably. I'll go to the boss. I'd rather risk my life crossing Jawbone than waste it like I am now. See you around.
That Tommy Arkell is gonna be awful busy.
Debbie? Is that you? Could you be a little less fornicating loud? Crumpet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting your beauty sleep?
What? You? Why? What are you doing here?
Maybe I'm just checking up on an old pal.
You are no pal of mine.
You're breaking my heart, squid face.
Get out of my house.
What? You think I came here to socialize? This is business, and I ain't going home empty-handed.
I have no business with you.
It's not me you should be concerned about. It's Mr. Arkell.
Spencer or Kel? What does he want from me?
Well, it ain't so much you as your precious little girl. But seeing as she's not around...
You stay away from Tibia, you electrolyte. She has nothing to do with Mr. Arkell.
That's where you're wrong, see? Seems the little half-squid was doing a few odd jobs for the boss. And then all of a sudden she skips town. The boss don't like being ditched.
Tibia was... No, she wasn't... She would not do that.
You calling the boss a liar?
I am calling him mistaken. My daughter has no reason to do strange jobs for him. Tell him I will discuss the matter with her whenever she gets home. I'm sure it's just a misunderstanding.
It don't work that way, and you know it.
Please.
The boss gets his due, one way or another. I told you, I ain't leaving empty-handed. I was hoping to find little Miss Tentacles here, but since she ain't, one alien or another, what do I care?
There's no need for this.
You talking back to me?
Please, we can...
Shut up. Got anything else to say?
No.
Good. Now get your ass up off the floor. The boss is getting his debt settled one way or the other.
Damn it.
Welcome! How may I assist you?
Hope I remember this right.
Maintenance override in progress.
Where's my damn body?
I'm sorry, I don't understand your request.
What was the goddamn name? Vivian. One of those rooms has the Vivian body model in it. Which fucking room?
The Vivian body model is currently in room 149.
Room 149? With someone else fucking me. Where the hell is everyone? Couldn't even steal a key card. 137, 139. I swear to God I'm going to kill somebody. How nice. They left the door open. Whatever the goddamn hell you assholes are doing, stop it right... Shepard? You were... Shepard? Shepard? Where the hell is my body? You can't tell me if you're dead, goddammit. Fuck! I've gotta be around here somewhere. What? What's that in the corner? It can't. It can't. You killed me, you asshole! You fucking killed me!
On the next, the Kingery.
I should have come to you sooner. I was just scared, mostly.
I knew he was sick, but this goes beyond, even for him.
Hey, boss, look what I got.
Your relation carried me here like some sort of requisition, saying my daughter was in your convoy.
Boss, we've got a problem.
There were bodies and blood and viscera. Is that the right word?
Who the hell are you?
Roberts?
Betty?
Shut up! Every single one of you!
Families have rules. When those rules are broken, there are consequences.
Brock, what are you doing with Jawbone's gun?
Next time on The Kingery. Only at PendantAudio.com.
Kingery, Episode 11,
Rude Awakening, featuring the voice talents of James Tyler as the PA announcer, Catherine Pride as Tithia, Andrew Eckhart as Roberts, Tom Stitzer as the taxi driver, Alicia Lane Matheson as Madeline Gray, Carl Glassmeyer as Asa, Lexi Rawl as Debbie, Perry Whittle as Hooks, Heather Frizzell as Julie, James Rossi as Proc, Chip Joel as Jawbone, and Mike Winters as the computer voice. Written by Macaulay Eaton, story by Jeffrey Bridges, with Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, Teresa J. McGarry, and Seth Adam Schur. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald, directed by James Tyler, produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2008, Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2008, Pendant Productions. For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.